was going to ask you something. I guess I should ask you now before I forget. What's the origin of the name of this town?
Alva Bender.
Is this named after a person?
Mm-hmm. He had the first post office down the creek.
I thought it may have been named after Thomas Alva Edison.
No, it was. He was the first post, had the first post office, and they named it after him.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, what about, did we talk about a draw? Did we mention that? I guess we did. Okay, and if there's a creek that's going along and all of a sudden the water goes over the edge or maybe over a cliff or something, that would be called a?
Fall, waterfall.
Okay, any other terms they might use for that?
Well, I have what they call the bridal veils up in Spearfish Canyon.
Okay. And what about the term white water? Have you ever heard that?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, we've heard it.
But you don't use it?
Never used it because we don't have any.
But what would white water be?
Foam, isn't it?
Fast water running against a lot of rocks.
Yeah.
It's a white.
Fast water.
Now, is that different than rapids?
Yeah, it's faster.
Faster and falls. Comes down. A rapid is just kind of in the bottom of the creek, isn't it? And
okay, that's great.
Water. But these, this white water hitting big rocks.
I see.
And a lot of water in this patch.
No, okay. Now, out here on the, there's some flower. Oh, should I use the word? I blew it. Those things that bloom out there are called?
Flowers.
Okay, and are there some, there's some wild ones that you're familiar with? Maybe you could start with the state flower.
Well, there's crocuses and mm-hmm. buttercups, and we got lots of flowers. And dandelions, don't forget them. Bluebells and harebells and
roses.
Tulips and roses and tiger lilies and harebells. And
I've never heard of harebells. What are those?
Well, they're just like a little bell, and they're about that tall.
Maybe an inch?
No, they're not that long. They're just about that long. Uh-huh. And they get about as big around as my finger.
Okay.
And they don't have a leaf. They're kind of a fern come up on a high stem.
They
look more like flax. The plant does. They're harebells.
H-A-R-E?
I suppose that's...
Or H-A-I-R?
No, it's H-A-R. H-A-R-E, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I never heard that before. What about, could you tell me the difference, or if there is a difference between the words rock and stone?
Well, I'd say that a stone is something that's soft and a rock is hard.
Okay. If you were to go outside, which would you throw?
A rock. If I wanted to hit somebody.
Okay, that was the toughest section. That's the section that wears me and my informants out. So, okay, what would it be called? A woman who loses her husband is a...
widow.
And a child who is not recognized by his father.
Illegitimate.
Okay, and another word for that may be... starts with a B. You ever use that one?
B-A-S-T.
Bastard?
You ever use that one? Okay. Are there any other maybe?
I don't think it's ever used here.
Maybe any funny ones they might use or not so funny ones? Okay.
Mm-hmm. No.
Are there ever any, when people get married, they ever have noisy parties?
Shiveries.
Uh-huh. Maybe you could tell me about one of those.
They used to have them quite a time. They'd take tin cans and go and give them wheelbarrow rides or
steal a bride.
Take her off and hide her. And
no,
him in jail overnight.
Now, is that an expression of approval or disapproval?
Just something to have fun over, I think, is just
okay.
to devil them.
Okay, so it's good-hearted.
Yeah, it was